Hello, fabulous people. It's Camille. This is Bite Size Business. This is going to be a rapid podcast, just maybe for those of you who have a short commute or a short attention span. Either one is fine. As usual, I have the wonderful Mike with me.
Hello.
I normally give him 10 other titles, but we're trying to keep this one fast. So there are two big things that I want to impart with you today. And one of them is a little bit of clarification. And I know that a lot of the content that I've put out there in recent months and even years has a lot of it's been about social media because that's something I've been sort of a forerunner in. So, you know, I don't want anyone to get the misconception that, you know, social media can be used alone when it comes to an entire marketing strategy for a business. You know, any facet of digital marketing, whether it's SEO, content marketing, aka blogging, social media, any one of these in today's digital marketing landscape, they hold hands. They rely on each other. Your social signals are part of your SEO. Your content relevance is part of your SEO and your social media relevance. If you're advertising on social media, believe it or not, it knows whether or not the content it leads to is relevant. And you get scored for that, and you also get charged for that. So no one strategy or no one facet of digital marketing does a strategy make. You know, there's email marketing, there's PR, there's reputation management. There are a lot of things that your business may need, and it's important for you to be sure that, especially again today, you have a marketing strategy that is custom for you and that can complete the circle from brand exposure to conversion to closing to sale. Your strategy has to be complete. Now, I did a podcast on how much to invest in digital marketing. And the reason I did that podcast, and it's only guidelines, rules of thumb, it's nothing written in stone, but because some people will actually settle on a single facet of digital marketing simply because it's cheaper than buying the two or three or four services that they may need. Now, keep in mind, the higher the ticket price of your product or service, the more facets of digital marketing you're going to need. The only exception to this, the only exception, is a business that resides solely on Facebook with a little Shopify store or whatever the case may be. But if you are a regular business in any industry, you have a website, products and services, you need other facets of digital marketing in order to make your strategy complete. And by complete, I mean effective. Do not just rely on one aspect. Now, if you only had one choice, I'm talking gun to your head here, then I would go with social, because it's the shortest distance between you and your target audience. Whether it's C-suite, CEOs and CMOs, or whether it's millennials, either one. But there has to be an entire strategy there. And so, you know, don't rely on only one and say, well, you know, why is my bottom line not booming? That's why. And the other thing I want to put in there is, if, you know, maybe you are someone who's done this, ask your marketer for ideas. And I'd like to thank Mike, you know, for bringing this up. A lot of people, you know, there's a big gap between what marketers do for their clients and the business owner talking to the marketer about what's going on. Are the books selling? Is you know, product selling? is our online services selling? You know, knowing what's going on with the business helps the marketer know what you need in your strategy. And also, I want you to listen to my last podcast about knowing whether your marketing provider is legit, because one of the tips that I gave in that podcast was to talk shop with your marketer. You don't have to be a marketing expert to do this, but if your marketing provider draws a blank and they don't, you know, you could just say, you know, how about those recent Facebook updates? You know, do any of them apply to my page? Facebook comes out with new features and new functionality so often that never is there a time where there's no answer to be told. You know, there's always something, oh, well, this came out and that came out. This applies to you, but this doesn't. And I urge you to ask your marketer for ideas, because it's also a really good way to find out, is your marketer someone who just sticks their head in the sand, cranks out SEO, and doesn't pay attention to any other area of digital marketing? Because if so, you have a problem, because all facets of digital marketing today somehow go hand in hand. They're all symbiotic. They're all related to each other and impact each other. And so if you find out you have a provider who says, oh, well, I just do SEO, I don't do social media, or I do social media, I don't know about SEO, your social media should be SEO optimized. So it's a great way to find out, you know, and you never know, your marketer could have some fabulous ideas. Like, do you know about the AI, the artificial intelligence that's coming out, you know, that may or may not apply to you, but hey, let's talk about it. You never know what you're missing out on by not asking for ideas. So those are my two bites, my two bite-sized business tips. And I want to thank you for tuning in, and tune in again next time for some more.
And don't forget to catch your podcast weekly on Alexa, Spotify, not Spotify,
Amazon, iTunes.
And on the website, guys.
And on my website. Yep.
Take care.
Bye-bye.